honoring veterans from sea to shining sea. You're listening to Hometown Heroes with Paul Leffler, brought to you by this local station and its sponsors, and presented everywhere, on the air and online, by Provident Payments, one of the fastest-growing payment consultants in America. Connect today at providentpayments.com.
Welcome back to Hometown Heroes, and I promised we would hear some of the tributes to Stu Headley from an unforgettable memorial service aboard the USS Midway Museum in San Diego this week. The Midway produced an outstanding live stream of the event, which is on YouTube and Facebook, and I have it linked for you at hometownheroesradio.com if you'd like to watch the entire thing. Bagpipes, taps, of course, a flyover featuring vintage warbirds, all part of a tribute to a Pearl Harbor survivor who never tired of telling his story because he really felt the past held some valuable lessons that could impact our future. Last year, I had the privilege of hosting a television special with Stu and his fellow Pearl Harbor survivor, Mickey Ganich. Mickey was sitting in the front row aboard the Midway at age 101 this past Wednesday to honor his late friend. Pearl Harbor survivor Bob Fernandez was also there, but it was moving to hear some of the younger Americans share their perspective on Stu's legacy and his impact. And that includes the 43-year-old mayor of San Diego, Todd Gloria.
I wish I were here speaking with you under better circumstances. But I think the fact of the matter is that this is not a memorial service. This is a celebration of life for someone who lived an absolutely incredible life. Stu lived every single day of his 99 years to the absolute fullest. And to Stu's family, his five children, in particular Nancy, good to see you, and his five grandchildren and his nine great-grandchildren, I want you to know that our entire city is thinking of you. We're grieving with you because you're father, your grandfather, and your great-grandfather was a treasured member of our community, someone who so many folks whose lives were touched because of him and his service. Many of us have got those hugs that were so special. You know, I'm here today. I'm often asked to speak on as mayor of the city of San Diego. That's my job, right? But I'm here as a friend of Stu's, the greats of our community, people like Pete Hubin and John Smith, Alan Darcy Pavage, wonderful people who at the beginning of my career helped me understand what public service was about. And listening to Stu tell those stories, and yes, they were not short, that's right, but I savored every word that he would share, understanding the privilege that it was to hear from a great American, a great San Diegan, about what they contributed and what they continued to contribute to our community. You know, I had the opportunity to last see Stu at the Mount Soledad National Veterans Memorial Service on Memorial Day of this year. As I arrived at that event, which despite the circumstances were still extremely well attended, Stu was there in his iconic white Pearl Harbor survivor jacket, decorated with all the patches and awards and medals. I noticed that Stu had slowed down a little bit, understandable. But I will tell you something. He saw me and he insisted on getting up to have a conversation, to give me a hug. I tell you, that was a pretty darn good day. As I sat on the dais that day, also asked to say a few words, I watched Stu in the front row. As with many things, this was not Stu's fault. This was not a brief ceremony, everybody. This was 2+ hours, an extremely warm day, the top of the highest hill in our city. Hot, steamy, long. Stu was there the entire service, never breaking a sweat. I think that's remarkable. And I think that that's really indicative of who and what Stu was. He's someone who understood that his service to this community and to this country was never done. He would always pay it forward, whether it was going to classrooms to share important stories about Pearl Harbor, or whether it was being present on that day where we honor our nation's war dead. Stu continued to show up time and again and really showed what is now understood very clearly by all of us as being the greatest generation. And I want to say to those of you who are members of the greatest generation, I continue to stand in awe of what you've contributed to this great country. I'm in awe of the fact that not only did you save this country and the ideas of freedom and democracy against a terrible enemy, but you came back and continued to serve your community just as Stu did. Put simply, Stu's life helped to make San Diego a better community for all of us. I cherished every opportunity I had with Stu. In that basement at the Veterans Memorial Center, atop Mount Soledad, wherever it was, getting one of those wonderful hugs, hearing the great stories, really trying to absorb what it is to have a life that was well-lived. I will miss our conversations. I will miss those hugs. I will miss that energy, that positivity. He was truly a special human being. So on behalf of a grateful city, please know that we are grateful for his commitment and for his contributions, contributions that will surely last on for generations more to come. Stu spent his life making sure that we never forgot the tragedy that was December 7th. And in this day and time when it seems like facts seem to be irrelevant and people can't see what is before their very eyes, let's honor Stu by making sure that that history, those lessons are never ever lost. That's how we can best honor Stu. And let's do a little bit more to live more like Stu. Because he never said a bad thing, never in all the conversations. He was always quick with a hug. He would always find a way to make your day brighter. We could all use a little more Stu Headley in this city and in this country. Continue to tell the truths, to make sure that people never forget, and leave the world a little bit better than you found it. That's what Stu Headley did. And I say to Stu, Godspeed, my friend. I know that you are sitting with Wanda looking down upon us today with great pride for this beautiful community that you've left better than you found it. I'm grateful to him. Godspeed, my friend. God bless you all. God bless America.
That was San Diego Mayor Todd Gloria memorializing Pearl Harbor survivor Stu Headley. There were two Navy admirals who spoke as well, a high school student whose perspective was shaped by Stu's passion, and here's Holly Schaffner, a retired Navy lieutenant commander who got to know Stu through Honor Flight San Diego.
We had the pleasure to take Stu on his honor flight in 2011, and he was one of the first veterans from San Diego County to go on his honor flight. Dave Smith tells the story that when they returned from the three-day trip, Stu said, "Let me know how I can help you with the honor flight." And so it began. Stu traveled with Dave all over the county to help him introduce Honor Flight San Diego to the community and help raise funding to take future honor flights. Most importantly, Stu helped Dave find fellow World War II veterans to go on their honor flight. He must have done a pretty good job because with Stu's help, we've been able to fly over 1,400 local veterans on their honor flight. Stu did so much more than helping with outreach. Because of his faith, he was always our go-to chaplain to deliver an invocation at our events. Stu was always the first to share his World War II stories in hopes that children would listen and learn the history that they couldn't find in books. When I asked the Honor Flight family if they had anything they wanted me to share about Stu, Captain Steve Shepard told me, "Stu shared his World War II story with hundreds of thousands of people. And now we have the great responsibility to continue to share his story and the stories of World War II so that our heroes will never be forgotten." On a personal note, I was blessed the last 18 months to spend a lot of time with Stu. My favorite days were the days we had putting contests in his backyard on his putting green. And yes, I will admit it, that 9 times out of 10, this 99-year-old man legitimately beat me. All of us with Honor Flight San Diego will remember Stu for his tireless energy, infectious smile, and the best hugs anyone could ask for. We are blessed to know Stu not only as a World War II veteran, but as our friend. This is a celebration of life, and by seeing all the people here today and all those watching online from all over the United States, it truly shows what a full life he led and the lives he touched. Our condolences to the Headley family for your loss. May Stu rest in peace and know that we will continue to share his legacy. God bless you, Stu.
That was Holly Schaffner from Honor Flight San Diego. Again, these are excerpts from a close to 90-minute celebration of life this week aboard the USS Midway in San Diego for Stu Headley, a spirited Pearl Harbor survivor who passed away this month at the age of 99. Donnie Edwards, founder of the Best Defense Foundation and a former All-Pro linebacker in the NFL, shared a heartfelt tribute as well.
I know about those putting contests in the backyard. I beat an NFL football player. Well, good morning, everyone. My name is Donnie Edwards. I'm a San Diego native, the grandson of a Pearl Harbor survivor, a former San Diego Charger, and a very good friend of Stu Headley. I'm here to talk about my friend Stu and share with you what I know to be one of the most genuine people I've ever met. Anyone that knew Stu knew of his faith. He put God before everything, and his dedication to everything he believed in was powered by that faith in God. I met Stu several years ago through a mutual friend, and we hit it off immediately. We had something in common. My grandfather, Maximino, who was like a father figure to me, was a Pearl Harbor survivor, and my affinity for World War II history was something that I could talk about and listen to endlessly. You can say that Stu and I were meant to be friends. We talked as if we'd known each other for decades, and we made time to get together often. Whether it was for a meal or one of our Best Defense Foundation programs, I was sure to always, as you know, get on that busy calendar. Every time Stu started talking about something, everyone would listen. He had that persona. You always felt like he was gonna drop some wisdom on you. Wisdom that a man of his years has, because he lived so long and have seen so much. He could talk to everyone, young and old, no matter the background or age. Stu had words of wisdom. His advice was simple, strong and direct, but simple. When Stu would say, stay in school, get good grades, strive for excellence. I know you guys hear that. They carried some weight. He made a point to reach out to kids and wanted to communicate with them and to let them know that they had the ability to succeed in life no matter the circumstance. He wanted to motivate them to see them through a wider lens. When we went on our programs or had dinner with the group of people, Stu was always the one who spoke up and shared his thoughts. We all felt blessed to listen and to be enlightened. I can't help thinking as we go through these trying times in our country right now, what Stu would say. I think we all know. Keep America alert. As we navigate our lives with the void he has left, I feel that his spirit will remain with us. Stu may not have been born in San Diego, but he was a true San Diegan through and through. Everyone knew the Pearl Harbor veteran in a Hawaiian shirt with the white pants and the white jacket. His words of wisdom will echo through our heads, and we'll see his smile on face every time we pass by the USS Midway and his blessings and prayers he's bestowed on us before we hung up the phone or walk away will last a lifetime. I will miss my old buddy more than I can say. I spent a lot of time with World War II veterans and have to say goodbye to more than my heart can handle at times. But Stu Haley was different. He just had something about him. I'm going to leave you with a quote from Stu that he shared with the students at Eastlake High School before the pandemic. Young people, strive to do your very best. Don't be mediocre. Stand out. Set yourself a goal and stick with it. But aim high. You are the future of our country. We are passing on and we are leaving our legacy to you young people. Remember Pearl Harbor and keep America alert. Thank you.
Again, thanks to the USS Midway Museum, you can access that entire memorial service online. I have it linked for you at hometownheroesradio.com, where you can also access the programs we've done with Stu here. He was an exemplary American in so many ways, and when he repeated that motto of the Pearl Harbor Survivors Association, he never did it lightly. Stu Headley's memorial service came one day before the tragic attack on U.S. forces in Kabul, and the death of those 13 American heroes in Afghanistan adds context and adds gravity to those words, which we're going to hear one more time in Stu Headley's memorable voice.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Keep America alert. America is asleep. It has been ever since the beginning of World War II.
The destruction at Pearl Harbor and more than 2,400 American lives lost there awakened that famous sleeping giant and fueled a resolve and unity of purpose in America that eventually propelled Allied victory in World War II. 80 years later now, the tragedy at the Kabul airport is a nightmare that historians will someday dissect, I'm sure. But what does it mean for us and how we approach our future? What if each one of us takes a little time this weekend to ponder that with perspective applied from the three amazing men we honored in this episode, William Sanchez, Jack Perrin, and Stu Headley. Thanks for listening to Hometown Heroes today. I'm Paul Leffler, encouraging you not to take anything for granted and to remember that freedom is not free.
To let Paul know about a veteran in your life, visit hometownheroesradio.com and click on Suggest a Veteran. Today's program has been brought to you by Provident Payments. Give your business the edge only their personalized service can deliver at providentpayments.com.